Come and tell us what communion means to them, and tonight it is Wanda.
Hi, I'm Wanda, and I'm an overcomer. You know, I was kind of surprised when I was asked to give this communion, this devotional, because I thought I had said everything that you would possibly want to hear from me. So I have been praying about this, about what to say, and I was thinking about what communion means to me, and it got me to thinking about what you mean to me. Do I have to say anything else? I wrote it down. It's short, I promise. You know, I've talked about my walk to freedom and my discoveries along the way, and I've talked about God's desires to be with you, to love you, to bless you, and see you become fully who He created you believe to be. And I believe that we all have all of eternity to accomplish all of that. Each of you here tonight means something to me, because each of you represent someone in my life that means something to me. A friend, a sibling, my child, my parents, or a distant relative. There are so many in my life that I have broken relationships with because of the various reasons I hear from each of you about what brought you to serenity and why you are here. I see so many come with broken lives and their own broken relationships, and watch as you put your life back together and mend your relationships. Recently, someone thanked me for encouraging them and how much it helped. I thought, you know, I didn't do anything. I only saw the possibility of greatness from them. They were the one who did the work and let God into their heart to become who God created them to be. Every week, I see a room full of possibilities, and I get to watch miracles happen before my very own eyes. That brings me back every week. That drives me to do the work I do. If anything I do to help serenity, to save one person, or one person realizes their own possibility, then I have my reward. Because at one time in my life, someone looked at me and helped me to see my own possibility. And if God honors that, I have faith that He will put someone in the life of those who I have broken relationships with. Tonight, when you come up to take communion, I want you to think about someone you love or someone you have a broken relationship with. And I've asked the servers to hand you two pieces of bread, and you're going to take communion for yourself and for that loved one, or someone who is out there who is still suffering. Take the piece of bread, dip it in the juice, and take it as your own. Then I want you to take the second piece of bread, dip it in the juice, and softly whisper that person's name. Take communion for them. I'm Wanda, and I love you all.
Thank you, Wanda. Father, we just thank you